This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I began today's show with a clip of Dylan Mulvaney saying that he came out to his parents as, well, maybe I'm not binary, non-binary, trans or whatever, and I actually want to date women. Here's a clip.
So I recently told my parents that I may be a little bit romantically interested in women. And that was a big shock for them, considering the past 10 years of coming out as gay, then queer, then non-binary, then trans. And I think it was just a bit of a shock.
Well, Dylan Mulvaney may be shocking others, but he doesn't shock me. And that's not, I don't want to revisit that necessarily, except to tell you that we're showing kids, the more outlandish you are, the more weird you are, the more you get notoriety. And you know what kids today want? I just said it. Notoriety. Welcome. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. Sadly, that's what they're after. They want the quickest thing to get them to get attention. And here's the bad news. They don't know how to handle it when they get it. So here's Dylan Mulvaney. He's done better. The more crazy things that he's done, the more he's gotten. He's spokesperson for Bud Light. Then he's spokesperson for some movie about a girl who finally gets her period. Because he certainly would be aware of how that all works, right? And now he relates to the world. Well, I told my parents I may not be as gay and non-binary as I said. I kind of find myself attracted to women, which is what would be normal, right? But he can't become normal because there's no money in normal. There's only money in the outlandish. It's like with me. There's no money in being a Republican your whole life, a conservative your whole life. It's only when you switch, when you can tell us that coming event, oh, the light went on and Jesus hit me and then I decided I was never going to be a Democrat again. I didn't have that moment. I've been like this my entire life, calling things out, going, wait a minute, that makes no sense, black people, Latino people, women, feminists, gay, straight, whatever, calling out the truth for what it is. And you know what? There's not a dime in it. And that's okay. I'm not in it to make a dime. I'm in it to speak my truth. Frank Luntz, oh, I had a stroke because Donald Trump kept me from speaking my truth. Oh, poor, he's a metaphor for me. I didn't want to tell people, I didn't want to confront, I didn't want to say what I wanted to say. No, what you're telling me, Frank Luntz, is you're a sellout. That's what you are. And here's a bulletin for most of the people listening to this program. Let me tell you something. The people who won't say it the way it is, they are sellouts. I think about this radio show every day in the sense of, Kevin, what should you say that would make this show more palatable? If you were on syndicated radio, what would you say differently? What would you do differently? And I ask myself this because, you know, you got to question it when you're not making any money in radio. You go, I got a question. What am I doing here? And you know what the answer is? I would be doing nothing differently. Oh, well, Kevin, you can't be like Rush Limbaugh. No, but you know what I can be? I can be better. Because I'm always going to tell you the truth. I don't have to worry about sponsors and all that. When I'm sick of doing this show, I'll stop. And that'll be that. And you know what'll happen? My income will go up. That's the sad part. My income will go up when I quit this. So ask me if I give a crap.
Well, Kevin, you shouldn't say crap. You should take a different word because if you were syndicated, I don't care.
I don't care. And most of the people who've known me a long time know I don't care. They know I'm not putting on. Love you guys. Want to be with you as long as I can. And I'm up front, you know, because there's a, you know, if I could be like a rapper, yeah, man, I got all this bling, got my car, got my girl, got me. I don't know if that would work here, but I could be all, ooh, look at all the money I got. And everybody could be thinking, oh, Kevin, I want to be around Kevin because he's so rich and famous. Well, I'm neither. I'm going to tell you right now, I'm neither. I may know a few more people than you. A few more people may idolize me, but they just don't know you. And you know what I'd like to do? I'd like to introduce them to you. If I do it individually, great. But if I have to do it collectively, I want them to get to know you. Because you know what I know about people getting to know you? When they get to know you, that's when they can really build a relationship. They can form a bond. If it's superficial the way the left does it, they can't get to know you and they don't care. They don't have to care about you. They don't have to overlook your idiosyncrasies when the time comes. Because they just go, oh, look at what he did. And they abandon you. Do you abandon your friends? Or do you just deal with it? Do you understand that everybody's got issues? And there, you ready? But by the grace of God go I. That's what I say to myself many times. Life is not easy. Raising kids is tough. Being in a relationship is tough. Running businesses is tough. Being an employee is tough. Sometimes just living life on its own terms is tough, no matter what it is. It's not supposed to be easy. You're supposed to learn from it and figure out the futility of it so that you can concentrate on something bigger than yourself. Because if you ever stop and think about it, from the minuscule place that you hold in this universe, you may not want to be here. You may go, what's the big deal? The big deal is you are a big deal. In your smallness, you're a big deal. Believe me. Don't be fooled. We idolize the wrong people. We take these people that have melodious voices and who, you know, can act and do whatever, and we idolize them when every single day around you are the miracles, the miracle workers, the people who are taking that time one-on-one to reach their fellow man. I appreciate those folks. I really do. I wanted to get into this comment about Rosie O'Donnell, and it kind of speaks to this whole thing, but we're not going to have time to play the whole clip. So I'm going to save it for the next segment. But it does speak to everything I was just talking about. What are we waiting on? You know, I ask myself all the time, why do we put weight on what somebody says or versus the other? And it's used as a tool. These so-called experts. Experts in climate, experts in virology and epidemiology, experts in this or that, who can't fill a thimble with real common sense knowledge that could save people's lives. We'll be back.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA. The only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. That's 800-583-5345.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income, and it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get annuity do's and don'ts for baby boomers and the annuity rate report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
For example, even today, Elon, you tweeted this thing about George Soros. Well, I'm looking for it because I want to make sure I quote it properly. But, I mean, you know what you wrote. But you basically...
I think it reminds me of Magneto. This is like, you know, calm down, people. This is not like metaphorical. Well, you, case out of it.
You also... you said he wants to erode the very fabric of civilization and Soros hates humanity. Like, when you do something like that, do you
think
about...
Yeah, I think that's true. That's my opinion.
Okay. But why share it? Why share it? Especially because, I mean, why share it when people who buy Teslas may not agree with you? Advertisers on Twitter may not agree with you. Why not just say, hey, I think this? You can tell me. We can talk about it over there. You can tell your friends. But why share it widely?
I mean, this is freedom of speech. I'm allowed to say what I
want. You absolutely are, but I'm trying to understand why you do, because you have to know it's got a... It puts you in the middle of the partisan divide in the country. It makes you a lightning rod for criticism. I mean, do you like that? People today saying he's an anti-Semite. I don't think you are.
No, I'm definitely... I'm like a pro-Semite, if anything.
I believe that probably is the case. Yes. But why would you even introduce the idea then? That would be the case.
I mean, listen, we don't want to make this a George Soros interview.
No, God, no. I don't want to at all. But I'm trying, even came up though in the annual meeting. I mean, do your tweets hurt the company? Are there Tesla owners who say, I don't agree with his political position because, and I know it because he shares so much of it? Or are there advertisers on Twitter that Linda Yaccarino will come and say, you got to stop, man? Or, I can't get these ads because of some of the things you tweet.
I'm reminded of the scene in The Princess Bride. It's a great movie.
Great movie.
Where he confronts the person who killed his father. And he says, offer me money. Offer me power. I don't care.
See, you just don't care. You want to share what you have to say.
I'll say what I want to say, and if the consequence of that is losing money, so be it.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh. Every time I hear this guy say that, it just does something to me. Because I feel identically the same. I don't give a crap. I will tell you this. I've said it a few times on the program. Those of you who have been longtime listeners, you know this. And some of you who know me know this as a real point of fact. I could be filthy rich if I just said what people wanted me to say. I have that it factor to get filthy rich and just toe the line. I know how to do it, but I'd be playing games, and I won't do it. And when I hear Elon Musk say that, I got to tell you, that is the biggest reason this man is the richest man in the world than anything else that he's done. I mean, he's got talent. The guy can code. He's a code genius. And he can certainly look into the future, and he can read the tea leaves. But that, if there's anything you take from this particular program to your kids, take that. Because I'm going to tell you, though it can be a struggle at times, I believe in my heart of hearts that God says to me, you keep doing what I tell you to do, and you do it the way that you do it with character and integrity, and don't worry about what happens. I got you. And I that's what I live by. That is truly the way I live right now. I was having a conversation with God last night. Well, early this morning, 3 o'clock in the morning, having a conversation with God about what direction I need to go. Looking for that guidance. And the clarity was, just keep being who you are. I didn't get any answers this morning, but I know this, keep being who I am. Because I don't have to compromise that. I want to get back to this Rosie O'Donnell thing because I don't want to get too late, but belabor and go beyond. We can play the clip. But Rosie is talking about the trans issue, thinking about Democrats, the trans issue with her kid, and she's explaining that there's just boys and girls.
I mean that her stuffed animals were non-binary. I'm like, here we go. Here we go. And I said, okay, well, what does that mean? She goes, they don't feel like a boy and they don't feel like a girl. I said, well, that's fantastic. You know what's funny is that I'm a girl who people used to call a tomboy because I liked all the boy stuff when I was little. And you know what's weird? Mm. I still do really like the boy stuff. I like football. I like riding a motorcycle. I like to do a lot of stuff that boys traditionally like to do. But you know what else? Never was confused about thinking if I was a boy or a girl. Always knew I was a girl and loved being a girl. So you can be a girl and feel any way you want, or you can figure out what it is. And I'm like rambling and
Welcome back, folks. So first observation about that was, here's a kid playing with dolls, Rosie O'Donnell's child, and uses the term non-binary. My dolls don't feel like boys or girls. It's non-binary. I've never seen a kid in my entire upbringing, in fact, up until the moment of this very moment, I've never heard of anybody play with a doll and not refer to the doll as a Ken doll or a Barbie doll, boy or girl. I mean, I get it. There's bears and things like that. And they have no anatomical parts, so you just think about a bear as a bear. And that was, it was intentional. They didn't put a ding-a-ling on a bear, so you go, oh, this is a male bear, and this is a female bear, just a bear. Make it whatever you want it to be. In fact, you can make it inanimate. Make it your best friend. Make it something you gotta carry with you all the time. But we did things differently back now. We jack people up, and here's my biggest issue. Kids don't know who they are. I said this earlier. They don't know who they are. They think they're supposed to be something in particular because they don't know who they are. But here's what's worse. This is the far worse part of it. Adults know who they are, but they're afraid to admit it. These are the people taking these kids in for surgery to get their genitals mutilated, and all for the sake of woke. That's what this is. And now go back to the pivot back to Rosie O'Donnell and this whole star aspect. This clip trended because it's Rosie O'Donnell. Now, what did Rosie O'Donnell say? She said, even though I'm gay, I knew it was a girl. I knew that there were boys and there were girls. I knew I was a girl. She also knew that she liked girls. Okay, weird, a little bit off the beaten path, but I'm not mad at her. So Rosie is Captain Obvious, and we hope that other celebrities will listen to her and learn from her. No, folks, Rosie is learning from us. Don't get it twisted.
Jackson Radio Show.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News update. So far, so good when it comes to the House vote on the debt ceiling and spending rollbacks.
We're going to deal with the debt ceiling. I think things are going as planned, God willing.
President Biden says he hopes the House will approve the measure that he and Speaker Kevin McCarthy agreed to. So does McCarthy.
Today, the American people are going to win. We're going to pass the largest cut in American history.
Two more men are just about ready to enter the campaign for the Republican presidential nomination. New Jersey Governor Chris Christie and former Vice President Mike Pence. The number of job openings up in April. More than 10 million help wanted ads. That's far more than experts expected. The Federal Trade Commission is suing Amazon and its Ring doorbell unit. The suit says Ring, giving its employees unrestricted access to customers' videos, reflects a dangerously overbroad attitude towards privacy and security. Richard Johnson, USA News.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
There's a lot going on in the news, and, you know, a lot of it is around immigration. I mean, there's 50 topics easily that I could talk. Well, let's be honest, 15 that would be interesting to me that I could be talking about. But I feel compelled to talk about this clip that I got from Bill Maher, who I can't stand, and you'll see why. And Dr. Phil, who I believe is being disingenuous. I want you to listen to the clip. You guys tell me what your thoughts are. Because I think it takes guts to do what I do. And I know this for a fact. If I soften my stance on stuff, my career would soar. It would just go through the roof. But I'm not going to do it. And I want you to hear Dr. Phil being a bit wishy-washy. I'm not going to play the whole clip because it was like 5 minutes, but about a minute and a half long. And you tell me if you detect this. Here's the clip.
Give me your basic view, the overview, the 30,000 feet overview of where you think America is. And
I think it's headed for a cliff.
Me too.
I think it's heading for a cliff. And
major reasons being?
Well, it depends on what category you want to talk about. And look, I stay non-political because I think there's idiocy on both sides.
There is.
Yeah, I see people in the State of the Union address on the right side of the aisle yelling liar at our president.
Yeah.
I'm not a big fan of our president or the last one. But I respect the office of the president, and to see somebody screaming liar, that disrespects the office. I think the rest of the world's got to be looking at it going, God.
But let's also pause a moment to say, you put in the same breath, you don't like this president, or you didn't like the last one. They are very different people, and one of them is much more of a threat to the Republic, and that would be the 45th. Would you not agree?
Well,
come on. Threat to the Republic? Joe Biden? No. Joe Biden is a return to normalcy, yet a Democrat who is, yes, too much ensorcelled by his fringe left. He will not ever tell them to sit down and shut up. But I will take that bargain, much as I don't like it and it's bitter. I will take that bargain over Trump. Come on.
Well, I'm concerned about both sides, and I'm particularly concerned about this woke agenda that's being pushed.
Welcome back, folks. Kevin Jackson here. I stopped it there because that was enough of a tell for me. There are really two tells. And look, I like Dr. Phil. I think he's one of the most brilliant guys on the planet. I wish I had his emotional IQ, because he's really can help people and has helped many, many people see their way through the mire of relationships and inner conflicts and what have you. Brilliant man. But this idea that he's neutral, I don't believe it. I don't buy it for a second. And the reason I don't buy it is because Dr. Phil is too smart for that. And he gave it away at the end when he says, you know, this woke agenda. And Bill Maher challenges him by saying, well, you are being political when you talk about that. See, that was two things that he said, and even Bill Maher picked up on the last part. Dr. Phil says, look, I don't try to be political. I see both sides of the thing. Yeah. No, you don't. He sees the one side. He sees the craziness of it. Look, it's a very easy thing to say. Well, both sides are crazy. Both sides have lunacy. That's just, you know, okay. Politics 101. Oh, yeah, we all got a little bit of crazy in us. That just is such a cop-out. Both sides do have crazy. But which side has the most crazy, Dr. Phil? And for Bill Maher to talk about, there's one guy, he's just over the top. I mean, you know, very different people. One is a threat to the Republic. Joe Biden? Joe Biden's not a threat to the Republic, according to Bill Maher. Okay, so which of those two sold us down the river to the Russians, the Ukrainians, and the Chinese? Let me ask you, Bill Maher. Why are we giving Ukraine $200 billion, enough to rebuild that country, to buy the country for a year, or certainly to rent it? Whose policies led to that? Whose policies have led to China becoming the dominant country around the world and becoming more than an existential threat? Is a legitimate threat now to the American way of life, threatening the dollar, threatening us in the global economy. I could go on. Who did this? The person who said, I'm going to crack down on China? Or the person who now appears to be taking money from China? It's amazing to me that they could, these two men, and Dr. Phil I have a lot of respect for. I have no respect for Bill Maher. But how Dr. Phil could say, what do you mean? I mean, look, if I'm doing an interview with Bill Maher, and he makes a comment like that, I would go, well, I think you should have a much more difficult time defending yourself. Talk about a threat to the Republic. Joe Biden is taking money from the Chinese. He's connected to the Chinese more so than if his name was Yang. And you're trying to talk about Trump is a threat? One went after the Chinese. The other is in bed with the Chinese. You care to revise your statement, as they said in The Fugitive? And as for Dr. Phil, I'm not being political, but this whole woke thing, well, you just got political. Because what you're saying is, you see the crazy of left. Who is responsible for woke? I'm waiting. Leftists are responsible for woke. It's gotten so crazy. Let's play this clip. This is Ana Navarro talking about mass shooters, and I'll let you hear it for yourself, just so you see how crazy the left have become in their ideological pursuit to make themselves look so, you know, this is the narrative. And even when it's absolutely in their face wrong, they still fight tooth and nail. Here's Navarro.
We all have to remember that the head of the Proud Boys, his name is Enrique Tarrio. The Proud Boys is a white nationalist group. Look, being Hispanic or being black does not, or being anything, does not make you immune from being racist, from being radicalized, from being a white supremacist, from being evil, from being homicidal, and we are seeing it over and over again. There are people, you know, they don't see themselves as what they are.
Oh, I get it. Welcome back, folks. Kevin Jackson here, listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. So just to be clear, if you're black or Hispanic and associated with a, quote, conservative, well, then you, by definition, can be racist. You could be a white nationalist, but if you're a member of Black Lives Matter and you're an ethnocentric black racist who hates everything white, et cetera, well, no, we won't mess with them. Let me tell you, how long are you going to stand for this, America? How long are you going to allow people to tell you what they are? I've gone off on this show already. I've gone off on people who want to blame. Every time there's a mass shooting, every time anybody, take your pick of things that are going on in the world, and it's always the right. They're the radicals. Justice Smollett is a perfect example. Oh, look at what they did to him. And everybody jumps to the conclusion that somebody right-wing. And here's what I'm going to tell you. The very people that Anna Navarro is talking about are left-wingers. They're the people who, I can tell you this, I hate to keep interrupting myself because I know it's driving some people crazy out there in radio land. I'm driving myself crazy right now. But I can tell you this as a fact. Mass shootings, drive-by shootings, the majority of crime is committed by Democrats and other leftists, period. I don't have to do a study on it. I know it with 100% certainty. They overwhelmingly, I'm talking 80-20. It's going to be a leftist. You can set your watch by it. They voted for a Democrat. They live in a Democrat area, etc. Look at any of the system, things that get shot up. Postal Service, owned by Democrats. Schools, academia, owned by Democrats. Black neighborhoods, drive-bys, owned by Democrats. Cities in general, owned by Democrats. Give me your scenario where people are getting killed or shot or whatever. I will give you a plethora of Democrats, all different types, shapes and sizes, colors, genders, and you name it. Trans, all of them. And you want to know why? Because none of them know who they are. These are people who are struggling with identity, and it's because the left say, don't know who you are. They claim to be accepting, but as soon as you want to put your individuality into play, they say, you better become part of the collective. You better be part of leftism. If you're going to put a nose ring in your ear and wear some tattoos, the right is going to hate you. They're going to want to kill you. You better get with us. But if you say, no, you know what, I'm cool. I'm cool over here. They seem to be good, financially stable. Oh, there you go. And they will come down on you like a ton of bricks. It is a cult. It is, leftism is the worst kind of cult ever. And if we start want to put our money somewhere, let's put our money into the study of those types of things. That's where we should be focused. It's really pathetic. And I'm no longer going to just sit idly by and let them define us. Not me, anyway.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, a Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Youngevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show
on Kevino Jacksones.
Tonight, the date of graduation for Marlin High School seniors remains up in the air after the district found a majority of them did not meet requirements.
The district did tell parents this afternoon, though, that the previously scheduled graduation practice will take place as planned tomorrow. News 10's Alex Fulton talked with frustrated seniors and parents who want some answers.
Salvador Guerrero's family is coming from outside the country just to attend his senior graduation.
So we have family traveling from Mexico, which, if anybody knows, it's not cheap.
The Marlin High School student is one of 28 students who are not eligible to graduate, hearing the news just days before Thursday's graduation.
I get a phone call and he's like, your son will not be graduating.
Now district officials say they're considering moving the graduation date. Only a total of five seniors met graduation requirements, including Prayer Jones and Alondra Alvarado.
They told us that because of the students that didn't meet the requirements, it wouldn't be fair for only five students to walk the stage.
Marlin ISD district officials say an audit found that the 28 seniors either didn't complete or failed a required course or had too many absences.
They're saying that I'm missing a credit for an elective. But with that, I don't understand, because in ninth grade, I took a typing class as an elective.
Others like Guerrero learning last week that he needs to complete the STAR test for an online U.S. history course.
Bag of emotions, you know, anxiety, you know, a bit of disappointment.
Students like Siaja Williams now scrambling to complete entire courses in just a handful of days.
And it's going to be really tough, and it's time-consuming.
In Marlin, Alex Fulton, KWTX News 10.
Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson here, the Kevin Jackson Network. State of our education system, five students out of 33 were eligible to graduate in Marlin, Texas. I remember Marlin, Texas. I grew up in a little town not that far from there, a little town called Brady. But yeah, Marlin, Texas. And in defense of some of these kids, a lot of the things were technicalities. But it only goes to speak even further to the education system. So a technicality, like the girl said, well, I took typing, that's an elective, but it didn't show up on her transcript. And where are the school counselors? I mean, I don't know when the alarm bell would go off in Marlin Independent School District, MISD, if that's what they call it. But where is it, LSD? MLSD? Because if that many students are not going to graduate, you would think that a counselor would go, whoa, wait a minute, what's going on here? I don't know about, I knew what I needed to take the entire time of my high school career. If I had relied on my grandparents, I'd still be in high school. I remember, I went to military school. And I left the second semester of my senior year to go back to my original high school, which is Brady High. And the only reason why I took that last semester at Brady High was I was told I had to take English 4. Well, when I got to college, I found out that there were some kids who waived it for them. After all, I wrote and spoke very good English, but I didn't take English 4. And I will tell you, I mean, I ended up taking it in high school with Mrs. Hallmark, who was not my favorite teacher. I liked her daughters, but I didn't like the mom. But anyway, I didn't learn anything from her. But when I got to college, I took English from Dr. Enos. And why do I remember Dr. Enos? Yeah, of course, I remember my high school teacher because she had two twin daughters, and, you know, it was a closer relationship. But I don't remember most of my college professors. But I do remember Dr. Enos, because that's actually where I learned how to write, was with Dr. Enos. So, you know, I didn't need what I got from Mrs. Hallmark. God bless her, was nothing. I could have just gone in, and then I got to college and found out these other guys had skipped. And I kind of wish I had skipped, and then there was another side of me that was glad I didn't, because I maybe did need that extra semester to continue to mature. But I want to go back to these Marlin Independent School District kids. My editor told me, Tiffany, she said, Kevin, that's not all that they're telling you. She says, there were, you know, there were technicalities for their graduation. It wasn't these kids were stupid. In fact, when you listen to the one kid, he says, you know, how do you feel? And he did a really good job of explaining his emotions. I'm going to play that part again. And the reason why I want to play this is I want you to understand it as adults. We need to learn how to use these types of words to describe how we feel.
Bag of emotions, anxiety, a bit of disappointment.
I think that's great. Bag of anxiety, bit of disappointment. But he's not angry. See, I would have gone from zero to angry back in the day. I'm just glad he's that well adjusted about it. But anyway, going back to what my editor said, she says there's some technicalities. These kids are not stupid. There's some of them who are very bright. They just didn't figure it out. And I go back to the system. If we have a system that will allow only 5 of 33 kids to graduate because nobody's monitoring the system, what it says to me is the system's broken. The district affirmed its commitment to providing necessary resources and support to students, and the new graduation date is seen as a testament to this commitment. That's what statement they issued. That's pretty much saying, look, we know we screwed up and you're monitoring us, so let us know that you know, everything is going to be okay. Goodness gracious, okay, whatever. They said, the district said research has shown regular school attendance is a powerful predictor of student success. Okay. A percentage of these kids, they said, didn't make it because they weren't showing up to school. Why didn't you intervene? Why didn't you? I mean, I'm not saying the school has an obligation to go, look, we're going to get all up in your business. But once you miss a certain number of things, shouldn't there be a process to call the parents and say, hey, listen, your kid is missing. I'll put it to you this way. This will make it simpler. When my kid is out of school, when he was in actual formal school, because he's homeschooling now, but when he was in school, if he missed for any reason, even when we pulled him out, we got to know, your son was not in class today. Okay. And if you miss, you know, we knew the days and all that. And Melissa's like, okay, we can go on vacation and take him out a day early because we're going to do such and such based on our schedule. That was just the way it worked. We did it. We did. But we knew the days because you're plugged in, right? You're a plugged in parent. Everybody in the food chain is missing here. The students don't know. When I was getting out of high school, I met with Mr. Sharp. And he says to me, Kevin, have you got your degree plan worked out? I go, well, I do know I'm going into engineering. I'm not quite sure which one. My scholarship is for Gulf Oil, which they're encouraging me to be a petroleum engineer. But I would need a stronger background in chemistry. I'm really more leaning towards electrical. Good job. He goes, well, if you want, I could get you into GM's school, General Motors. Did you guys even know General Motors had a school for engineers where you learned automotive engineering? And I said, no, I'm just going to go regular because I don't want to be pigeonholed and just being, and it wouldn't have just been for cars, but, you know, it would have leaned towards that. All the modules. By the way, if you don't know it, your car has more electronics in it than some of the rockets that take people to the moon. They're sophisticated now. But long story short, I remember meeting with Mr. Sharp multiple times when he says, Kevin, we're submitting you for the Minnie Stevens Piper Scholarship. Understand this. No school has ever won it twice in a row. So it's kind of a formality. Don't expect to win it because Michael Gross won it last year, and it's a big honor. 25 kids across the nation will get it, and they put every valedictorian is put into the mix. Well, what did I do? I became the first guy in history to win it for school. We became the first school in history to win it twice in a row, and still remain the only school that did it because we had some studs. We had people who were plugged in and who cared. My grandparents didn't know what was going on because they just knew Kevin will get it worked out. But between me and my school, the counselors, and a zest, a zeal for education, we made sure it happened. And all in this food chain, the administrators at the school, the teachers, the parents, the students, all checked out. And you know what? Not an alarm bell has gone off, at least that I'm aware of. Where are the alarm bells? They should be ringing.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.